You can take it and compare your results with your partner's results. Chapters 3 through 7 are replete with stories of genius opposites in workplaces around the world. You will learn from their experiences what to do and not to do when handling the dynamic act of working together. Chapter 8 wraps it all up and helps you jumpstart your plans for success. So, are you ready to hear about the world-famous composers who felt they had much more to offer the world in an already impressive roster of songs, but they couldn't get over their dislike of each other? The automobile CEO who was outmaneuvered by his new CEO in an ill-fated merger of equals? The remarkably insightful pair of film critics who almost missed their chance to appreciate each other's great gifts because they were so busy competing with each other? Or the skilled consultants who lost their business because they couldn't reconcile their styles and modify their firm when the Great Recession hit? Given that an estimated 50% of people in the world fall on either the introvert or extrovert side of the spectrum, chances are that you have interacted with or will interact with your opposites often. The outcomes of some of your wildly successful and disastrous ventures were determined by whether you were in sync with or at polarity from introverts or extroverts. Perhaps you've left a project because one of the